As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The good Lord will make it to come to pass. In the name of Jesus. That is the best thing to do. Is the Lord that we have to serve. We have to serve the Lord. And it is something that we do with everyone. The more the merrier. So please make it a commitment. And I can assure you, because the Lord wants the family to succeed, you already know that you have an headwind. Well, you know, everything in life, as children of God, has to be by faith. So I hope you will believe what you are saying, and you will believe what you are singing. It's very, very important. If you say something, if you believe it, you count the cost, you know what to do. And I can assure you, no devil can prevent you from achieving your goals. Praise the Lord. We are so very much grateful to God for this month of April. It has been a very, very eventful month. And God has used so many people to bless us. First and foremost, I want to appreciate the welfare team for treating us through the Easter fiesta in the family month. You know, our children, all of us, we came together to celebrate, to eat, to dine, to play game, to laugh, to dance, to do everything. I mean, is that not what family do? That's what we do. Family month, wonderful. And we thank God for the family affairs. Honestly speaking, it is just easy to come for a program. But when you know what goes into planning a program. And that's why, please, sometimes encourage people by even coming. And bless, help yourself by coming. The family clinic yesterday was fantastic. We had a wonderful time. Family affairs. We just thank God for this church. And I want to thank God especially for Pastor and Mrs. Daramola. Brother Mola was walking around the clock. And he was delivering around the clock. And the wife was delivering around the clock. Fantastic. We thank God for your life. We pray that the good Lord will reward you abundantly in the name of Jesus. My brother and my sister, we're going to be running up this morning. But please listen to me. Because I have a message for you. There is hope for everybody, actually. When you are counted among the living, there is what? Hope. Please let hope not fail. Because the Bible says, hope maketh not ashamed. A man of hope will never be ashamed. A woman of hope. Keep hope alive. Yeah. Keep your hope alive. Father, this morning we are grateful because we have been blessed already. Lord God of heaven, please, oh God, the last leg of this chapter, bless us the more. In the name of Jesus. Open the heart of your people. Open their eyes of understanding. The reason why we all came to your presence is to be blessed. Please bless us, oh God. Let everyone has a take home. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. I've been running up my teaching on family, God's agenda. Like I said, everything that is God's plan, you must understand that you are just part of a big plan. You're part of it. Like the creation. You are part of a big plan. So when you enter the world, what do? Everything that happens to you, You do your part and you try to add value. If you are pressing the phone, I will seize your phone. Honestly, I will seize your phone. Now, there are some people I can seize their phone. They can't do anything about it. You must add value. You know what it means? The world you see today is a function of value added by human beings. God created us in his image after his likeness. We created our world. So whatever you want in life can be created. And I mean whatever you want in life. But you know, if you shift responsibility, if you assume that somebody has to do it for you, that's where the challenge is. You can create any environment you want in life. And I'm saying it and I mean it. You can determine how far you want to go. You can determine how joyful you want to be. But you have to make up your mind. God's agenda. But I have a few scriptures as preamble. Few Bible studies this morning. John chapter 1 verse 14. I read. And the word became flesh. Please, I want you to listen to me. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and word. And truth. Full of grace and truth. Do you know what? The word that we read in scriptures has to become flesh. Anywhere I go, the word must become flesh. I don't have to go and be opening the Bible for them to read. I must be the Bible that they can read. Anywhere I find myself in life, if truly I've had contact with God, the word must become flesh. So the question that people are going to be asking, there's something different about that man. There's something different about that woman. They will just be looking at it. Ah, I like the behavior. I like the demeanor. I like the way it talks. I like the way it does things over time. It is when they are asking, they will say, he's a child of God. Every one of us, children of God, the word must become flesh in us. And the word must behold the glory of God in your life. The Bible says, Jesus said, as the Father have sent me, so have I sent you. Everyone has been sent. All of us. But they said about Jesus, he was full of grace and truth. You know what it means to be gracious? He carried grace. Grace. He carried grace. Full of grace. You cannot contact Jesus and not feel grace. That's what he carried. And truth. And that's it, the expectation of God from us as children of God. Number two scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. Preamble. I'm still going to serve the main meal. This is like an appetizer. You that you go to a restaurant, I know you. You people. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Think about it. Think about the first scripture I read. Think about this next scripture. And maybe you want to see the connection. He was full of grace and truth. Glory of the Lord. I've been transformed. Expectation of God for us. Into the same image. So when there is no transformation, something is wrong somewhere. That is the expectation. From the same year, just from glory to what? To glory. Levels. You move from level to level to level to level. And you know what? When you increase in grace, when you increase in glory, when you increase in truth, your capacity increases. From glory to glory to glory. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I did everything as a child. When I became a man, I dropped childish things. In marriage, there are childish things to drop. Very childish. Last but not the least, Romans chapter 12 from verse 1 to 2. Preamble. This is an appetizer. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. God needs you. God needs your body. You. Person. Angels cannot do your job. Spirit cannot do your job. Absolutely impossible. Not on this side of eternity. That is why Jesus has to come as a man, or the job can never be done. It's not possible. Rules, spiritual rules are there. And God cannot break his own rules. He doesn't do it. You are needed. Too much needed. But present yourself. Present yourself. A living sacrifice. Holy and what? Acceptable. For the Lord. Be not, do what? Conform to this world. But be ye transformed by what? Renew your minds. That you may prove what is good and acceptable. And number three, and the perfect will of God. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Now let's now go into the message. Now I'm going to be speaking to you from a story of a family in the Bible. Wonderful family. You will judge for yourself how they began, their end. You can judge for yourself what went wrong, what they did right, and what they did not do right. Now I got to tell you, in life, we are like on the stage acting a drama which has a beginning and it has an end. We're on the stage acting a drama. The earlier we realize it, the better. There's always an act one, scene one, act two, scene two. On the stage, and guess what? The old creation, that was why, I think it's in Hebrew 12. He said, wherefore, brethren, since we are surrounded by so great, they call it great. You don't understand the heavenly host watching us. You don't understand the people that are cheering up. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Some of them have done their part, they've left. They are cheering us up. I'm telling you the truth. There is so much for us to do here. Don't think your life has nothing. Or you are just waking up, you are sleeping, you won't laugh. No. And family life is very, very fundamental. And family result, very, very fundamental. What am I turning my wife to becoming? What is she turning me to becoming? By the fact that we met in life. Just imagine. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? What is she going to turn me to? What will I turn her to? She's another man's daughter. I am another man's son, for all you care. Even though they've gone to where they came from, but that does not remove the fact that she's a daughter and I'm a son. I said, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So the first point is prayer of fathers. That's my first point. Prayer of fathers. And I want to say, example, let me tell you something. If you are a man in this church and you are looking at me and you don't know what you carry, and all you are thinking about your life is only how to make, how to do something, prayers of fathers. Father's prayer. Husband's prayer. Genesis chapter 25. Genesis 25. I read verse 21. Now, check this out. Isaac got married to Rebekah at the age of 40. Isaac was 40 years old when they met. He was 40 years old. He didn't pray this prayer until 20 years after. He waited 20 years to pray this prayer. Maybe he was looking that God would do the job for him. And God said, that's your job. It's not my job. 1 year, he didn't do it. 5 years, he didn't do it. 10 years, he didn't do it. It was after 20 years. Imagine how many years they lost because a father did not pray on time. Because a husband did not pray on time. Maybe, peradventure, they were doing water, pour water, water is not enough. Now, Isaac, I read 21, pleaded with the Lord. Pleaded with the Lord. Ubolong sorrow. Ubolong fa. God, you created me in your image. I am the head of this house. I am a father. I have a right before you, God. I have a right. My wife is suffering and I don't want it. She's crying every day. This is not humanly possible, but it's divinely possible. For with God, all things are possible. I cannot handle it, but God, you can handle it. Can you make this happen for my wife? Pleaded with the Lord for his wife. Oh, maybe she has a sickness. Maybe she has a challenge. Maybe there's an infirmity. Maybe there's a problem. Maybe the woman is doing too much. Wala. Maybe can he come? You have what it takes. Men that don't pray for their wives, they're most likely going to get the reward of lack of prayers. You know what prayer can transform people to be? Imagine how much prayer I used to pray for my wife. Yes, I will pray her. And because I'm talking to God, even if I'm praying for selfish reasons, God will edit my prayers. because she was barren. Maybe your wife, barren of ideas, barren of results, barren of anything. That's your job. It's not God's job, actually. It's not God's job. And you can complain now till kingdom come. Isaac waited for 20 years. What a waste of time. Oh, my wife is this one. She's too hungry. She doesn't know. She doesn't do something. Okay. It's complaining time. Let's do it. And the guy that understands that will be dancing in your house. Eh? You don't know how to say it. This is, you know, the Bible says power of life and death is where your tongue. So you are compounding the problem. The devil is happy. Oh, yeah, my soul. She's this one. She's this woman. She's this woman. What will she manifest? She will manifest that woman. Do you not read in your Bible? Do you not say before an angel is an arrow? What do you use your mouth to say? Hello? No, like, can you hear? Hello? Hello? Listen to me. Yes. Everything you say with your mouth will be manifested. Is it not you that wanted God to anoint you? Are you not the one that wants to be spiritual? You think there is a positive side of negative of everything? Yeah. This is electricity. If you put your hand in it, what will happen? We shock you. The same thing that is blowing everything. And when it's not here, you are not happy. But it's going to shock you. Put your hand in life wire. Everything has the other side in life. But the enemy enjoys when we are complaining. Oh, fantastic. Oh, fantastic. And you know that's what we love to do more. It's lack of understanding now. Because she was barren, and the Lord granted. Everybody say granted. Everybody say granted. Yes. It must happen. What are we talking about, Seth? It must happen. Must. Don't let's start majoring on minors. That's the problem. How will it not happen? Tell me, how will it not happen? When marriage is God's project, I'm a witness between you and the wife of your youth. Either finding the wife, finding a good thing. What are you talking about? Where do you think God wants miracle to happen? Leave that one. The Lord granted his plea, and Rebecca, his wife, conceived. Why will it not happen when a father can pray? You know what? He didn't pray. He prayed for Rebecca to conceive. He prayed for Esau and Jacob to come. So it's not a prayer for Rebecca alone. He prayed for the whole family. He hit the target. But after 20 years. How long have you waited for? Let me tell you something about family issues. Even look at family. Even let's say your husband has got to be with the Lord. By the grace of God, you have your children, you are grown. Do you know what? The Bible says Jesus, who is the husband of the widow? Father to the fatherless. Let me tell you something. You represent that authority. I'm telling you. And it must happen. Even leave these things. These are spiritual principles. It must happen. Number two, point number two. Intuition of mothers. Intuition of mothers. No, point number one, the prayer of fathers. So, look, please look at me. When we talk about marriage, husband and wife, father and mother, it's very deep. And I can talk about this thing forever. And you know what? I'm a practitioner. All our staff that we work with, all of them have successful marriages. All of them. They've watched myself and my wife for years. Years. 5 years, 10 years, they've watched us for years. They have successful marriages. They have successful families. Not only marriages, successful families. All of them. And I say, all of them. Be mindful of the people that are watching you. All of them. And I say, all of them. I know the way they treat their wives. Yes. I know them. And I know everything. Their children are doing excellently well. Some of them, their children in private universities. Well, excellently well. And their wives, they are looking very more beautiful by the day. They are looking very, very beautiful. I'm telling you. I'm looking at one now. I don't want to look in that direction. They are looking very beautiful. By the day. And they are getting more responsible by the day. Intuition of mothers. Let's look at it. Same story. Genesis 25, I read from verse 22. The father that had finished praying, he had left. They see the son. The thing is inside. Now the mother takes over. Intuition of mothers. Who says one guy, one of you can do the job? You can't get the job done? Who says? Who told you? Who told you that you have what it takes to finish the job? I pray I get to my point number 6. That is when we draw our conclusion. Now, verse 1. But the children struggled together within her. She carried them. She was the one that was feeling it. It was not Isaac. Isaac had dropped the baton. Rebecca collected the baton from Isaac. Think about it. They are bringing children to the world. They look at the process. It can be enterprise. It can be this one. It can be bringing up the children. She collected the baton. The guy had initiated it. And the miracle is already on the way. But during the transportation time, when they are carrying the miracle, there is this challenge. There was a struggle. And Rebecca didn't, because the man began from God. Rebecca did not go outside the terrain of God to go and seek help from somewhere else. Are you hearing me this morning? My brother, are you in church this morning? Listen to me. And she said, if all is well, why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord. She took it to the next level. Isaac have done his part. The baton was passed to Rebecca. Rebecca had to go to God. And she asked, God gave her an information. intuition of mothers. Look at it. And the Lord said to her, God speaks so. Okay, what did I say? What did I say? Yeah. Two nations and your womb. Information, intuition of mothers. Intuition of mothers. Mothers, be careful how you process information. Be careful how you carry information. It's like egg. Intuition of mothers. That is why mothers must be people who have what it takes. They are sober. Women of quiet spirit. They are not careless. Two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. It has never happened before. Okay, Genesis 20 something. Twins. Where did they get it from? This is the first time. So anything that is happening for the... If she didn't go and ask questions, she's not a wise woman. She has to go and ask God. But this thing is not normal. The struggle is not... It's too much. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. Information. She was well informed. Mothers, what are you doing? Are you careless? Mothers, how far are you going with God? Mothers, is it just about the need of the moment? Mothers, mothers, I'm telling you, there is so much in a family that you can't afford to be distracted. Praise the Lord. Point number three. Okay, before I go, let me quickly go to intuition of mother. Let me read the scripture. Luke chapter 2 from verse 48 to 51, mothers. So when they saw him, that was Jesus, when he was not following them and they went looking for him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me?" Jesus speaking. Let me tell you something. Some of your children, when they are talking to you, listen. Listen. Don't shut them down. Don't. Be careful. Listen. Don't boss them. Lead them. Leaders are very circumspect. Very, very circumspect. And leadership in the world today is in very high demand and short supply, especially our country, Nigeria. The president-elect, I think, is one of the most experienced politicians in the country. I hope it will end up to be one of the best leaders, because we are still referring to the leaders of old, even today. We are still talking about the Awolowos. Look at this, they left. We've not found a replacement. We are still talking about a Mandela in Africa. Can you imagine how leadership is in very short supply, but high demand? That's the challenge of your country, right there. People who are not qualified to be called leaders are called leaders. People who don't understand anything, they are called big boys. How would they know it's big boys? So they will teach other people to do the same, because they don't do it. You know, too many people is a congregation of evil people. That's why you multiply, and you say you have big boys, you have this one. No, you have too many corrupt people. I'm hoping that you eventually become a great leader that Africa has been demanding, that the world has been waiting for. Thank God for spiritual leaders, but we are looking for a leader in a nation. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. My third point. Okay, so Why seek ye me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? Can you ever understand that? Your children are speaking, you are concluding, you are judging, you are capping. Oh, like, what is this thing? You are not even finding out. Can you read me, man? Fimensi. What is this thing that I'm not saying? You are clicking, you judge, you add this, you do something, you are, oh, please now. What are you going to tell about Jesus? This boy is rude, 12 years old. Stupid, shut up, idiot. Yes, everything you will say. Only Gankogon. Janibata, Jesu. No, Lukulo. I look on his face. A phone for Tidano. Nobody useless. You say, yellow job. Yellow Benno, here is a munia. Move Lukeno, yeah, very jabbery, machine. Baliti. Very good. Baliti. Save you alone. Oh, no, you know, miracle. Eshami. Maybe some of your children, God will send them to you. If you tell them to keep short, God may not talk to you again. Because what they are saying is unpalatable to your ears. And God is only using them to help you. Hello? Hello? My father's business. But why did you not... I must say my father's business. But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Verse 51. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. The intuition of mothers. Mothers, be careful. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. That was why God said, look for wailing women. Be careful. Point number three. Parents' struggles. The struggle of parents. Parents' struggles. You can raise up your hand if you are not struggling. I can help you to raise up all the hands if you are not struggling. The struggle of parents, the struggle of family, the struggle of father, the struggle of mother. There are struggles. Struggles. Yeah. I don't want to call it family struggles. Before these children, they are not struggling. It is we how we used to. We struggle. Ah! Say, fashion. Anfa. Eh? Hey, fashion. Ruffle. The things of the right, we almost come to the left. In Nigeria, with this economy. Ah. There was a time. I closed in the fact 11 p.m. or 12 a.m. I closed. And I'm going home. Yes. Sometimes I finish, I walk till Sunday morning. Throughout the night. And I'm coming to preach. Parents' struggles. My wife, she has to do her part. This one. And we must not call it late to church. Everything must... It's spreading struggle. Now, Genesis 26 from verse 1 to 4. There was a famine in the land. Is that familiar? Is that very familiar? There was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, parents' struggles, the king of the Philistines in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give this land and I will perform my oath which I swore to Abraham your father. Struggle. Because God has spoken, because you are a child of God, does not mean you will not struggle. Maybe it's very easy for you. Very easy for you. Ah, thank God for your life. Let me clap for you. Very easy. Parents struggle. We struggle. Anfa, lojumejeji, yes or no? Anfa, when bills are not smiling now. Go on, any nara. Bills are not smiling. They are not smiling at all. The father will pull it here. The mother, parents struggles. But in the midst of the struggle, let me give you Genesis 26, 7 to 8. Let me read. The struggles of parents. And the men of the place asked about his wife. Struggle, parent struggles. And he said, she's my sister. Because in the midst of the struggle, that there was famine, they went somewhere. If they are not sure of their security, they are kidnapping. They can kidnap the wife. They can do anything. They can. Struggles. He was afraid to say, she's my wife. Because he thought, chairman, only if you don't know, chairman, lest the men of the place kill me for Rebecca because she is beautiful to behold. The struggle of parents. You must keep yourself alive. You have to keep yourself alive. You know what? You know, the day I bought tickets, I would cry, money is in Nigeria. I must leave Nigeria. So I went. I said, guess where I was going for the first time? China. Huh. And I did everything. And I was going. He was looking at me at the window. I can saw on his face, is this man coming back? Please don't let anything happen to me. I was looking at his face when I was going. I look at the face. Is this man coming back? I said, God, please let me get back. But man must chop. Yes or no? Is man not going to chop? Are they not going to eat? Struggles. Struggles. Is struggle not real? Is it low? Some people are on the express at night, in the middle of the night. They have to go and buy something. It is struggles. That's why they say, the song that says, my father did not make it, and my mother did not make it. What did they say? You know, I used to think about, in those days, what my dad used to, I cannot tell you one night I had an accident. Premier Junction. And the following morning I saw my dad sat down. And I can never forget. The car was a bright off and the other car. And he had to do every repair. See me. My father. So, what have you not done before? And you are blaming your children. So, now it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, it's not 1 year, it's not 2 years, it's not 3 years. Parents' struggles. That Abimelech, king of Philistine, looked through a window, hear this, and saw that there was Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife. Let me tell you something. In your struggles, come together. Let me tell you something. If your struggles tear you apart, you will lose your momentum. In their struggles, you are still coming together. In their struggles, they were still loving each other. In their struggles, they were holding brief for each other. In their struggles, they were still playing. There's a time to play. In their struggles. So, the next I'm going to read to you. Listen to this. Now, look at it. And then Abimelech called Isaac and said, quite obviously she's your wife. So how could you say she's my sister? And I said to him, because I said, lest I die on account of her. And Abimelech said, what is this that you have done to us? One of my people might soon have lain with her, with your wife, stupid people, and you would have brought all guilt on us. So Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. When you come together with your wife, you become a formidable team. enemies will fall before your face. Did you get the gist now? Answer me yes. Did you get the gist? Yeah. Like I said, if your husband has gone to be with God, it's you and God now. It's you and God. How can they defeat you and God? Parents struggles. And you know what happened? Because of what they did in their struggles. Point number four, parent blessings. The result of their struggle, the way they handled their struggles, ended up in blessing. Genesis chapter 26 from verse 12 to 4. Then Isaac sowed in the land. Did you not read it from the Bible? You think it's for the fun of it. It was the way they handled their struggles. They came together in their struggles. They were not separated in their struggles. They were not separated. They were not abusing each other. They were not doing anything. No, even the enemy saw them in their struggles. They wanted to be like them. Husband and wife, Christian marriages, in their struggles. The enemy beheld them and said, wait a minute. So how did they see you in your struggles? I'm talking about saying struggle. There is nothing. Is your struggle, are they separating both of you apart, tearing you apart, or bringing you together? Parents struggle. And because of the way they handled their struggles, you know what happened? The blessing showed up. Parent blessings, that's point number four. Then Isaac sowed in that land. How will he not know what to do? How will Isaac not know what to do? When he's himself and his wife, they are still one. They are still together. They still love each other. How will God not show up? When marriage is God's agenda, how will he not show up? Talk to me, how will he not show up? One night, my daughter called. Hey, daddy, how are you? She was speaking something. I said, yeah, how is everything? He said, my fees. I said, of course, your fees now. Maybe it's next month. I thought it was animal. He said, no, dad, we have to pay day after tomorrow or something. Hey, I said, which day? After tomorrow or day after next year. I said, daddy, I have to pay. I was thinking, I said, you know what happened? I don't want to tell you what is in my account. And I don't want to tell you how much fee we are talking about. And I was thinking, AY, Ayomide, okay, what will happen to her? I dropped the phone, I went outside. I didn't see my life outside. I dropped the phone. I said, see my life. I was looking at my life. My life must go out, actually. So I must go outside. My life must go out. Go see my life outside. And it was my wife. I don't know what happened that we missed the dates. So, I was saying, Moni, Oluwa, Kimufe, what am I? I didn't even pray. Which prayer? Do you know how to pray in that situation? I don't know how to pray. Maybe you know how to pray in that situation. I was saying, Oluwa, Mokoni Kirini. There's somebody that is lost. I was just talking about, Oluwa, Oluwa. Anyway, Oda. So, you know what happened? She was on the phone with my daughter. So, they are looking at. So, I went inside after like maybe 15 minutes or so. You know what my wife said? We've settled it. Honestly speaking, they settled it. I just went down for 15 minutes. It was a forget it. They settled it. And the money was paid though, on that day. How they settle it, I won't tell you. It's a secret. The Bible says the secret didn't belong to God. Some secret belong to pastors. Secret, Ashiri. If you want to know it, you have to pay something to know secrets. Guess what? I was only out for 15 minutes. They had a conversation. They permitted, they did. Do you know what happened? We paid the money. It didn't come from my pocket. We paid the money. Yes. Do you want me to talk to you about miracles? You want me to talk to you? Family coming together? Forget it. Now, the man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. There are levels of prosperity. When you hold on, you get to the last level. Very prosperous. And what happened? And the Philistines, they do what? They envied him. Ah, the world will envy you. The world will envy your family. Point number 5, parent beware. Beware. What did I say? Parent do what? What does parent do what? Beware. You know this family, you know what they should be singing? Things are getting better. Is that not the song they should be singing? Things are getting better. For the It is his way. Now, guess what? Praise the Lord. Now, listen to me. The devil is never, the guy is always there. He said, be sober and be what? Vigilant. Parent, beware. The last thing you want to engage in is this. In your life. Last thing in your life. In fact, you are setting a trap for your destiny. Beware. In fact, everything that you have planted, Genesis chapter 27, verse 1 to 6. Now it came to pass, listen, when Isaac was sold and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau his older son and said, my son, look at it, my son. And he answered him, here am I. Then he said, behold now, I'm old. I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapon and quiver and your bow and go out to the field and hunt game for me. And make me savory food such as I love, and I will bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. Verse 5. Now Rebecca was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. The vision. And Esau went to the field to hunt the game to bring it. So Rebecca spoke to Jacob, her son. 1-1, draw. 1-1. Esau was the son of father. Jacob was the son of mother. In the process of time, they divided their family for selfish reasons. Why? That's a parent do what? Be what? Parent do what? Be what? Parent do what? Be what? When you favor a child, you are doing one now for their future. I remember one day like that. Ayobami, a day you got admission to Ife. Ayobami was still at home. So like, oh man, she fajikiri, bro. Faji tell on me, she fajikiri. Could they admission? Could they admission? Faji tikoju. No, Baba Skeba. No, she faji. No, la prati. Oh no, mako borekiri. Mutima. Bushi masele, nani, eh? Bushi wanye. So, Ayodeji came back, and suddenly in church, somebody made an announcement and set up a committee and put Ayodeji in the committee. But she is in the committee and Monroe with Mojoko. So, I was thinking, fathers, you must be aware now and you must be conscious. Don't be unconscious. So, my body language, what we are solving at home. So, immediately we went, I saw Obama's body language. Was like, you know the meaning now. The guy's in Ife, so they can be putting me in committee in church. And he's a senior brother. Hey. I was believing God for how to douse tension. So when we entered the car, I started my seminar. No. Ask favor and flavor. Anytime we are driving, it's seminar from beginning to the end. Marriage, life, it must be seminar. What have you heard in church? Tell me your point. I started seminar. By the time we got home, all tension had disappeared. My wife came to me in the room. For the very first time in her life, she has never done it again. She came to the room I didn't know maybe she knelt down or do something. Only I don't know how to say thank you to you. He said, what happened? I was thinking, I don't know how we will handle it. By the time I finished the seminar, beware parents, division. It can come from anywhere. So they picked them one by one. And you know the rest of the story. But the last, but not the least. The last, but not the least. And I want you to tell me what this is about. Father's blessing. There's Father's prayer. There's Father's blessing. I want to say Father and Mother's blessing, actually. But I want to answer the question for me. Let answer the question for me. Please look up. Who carried the blessing? Who carried the blessing? Father. But who got the blessing? Is it the father or the mother? Who got the blessing? Now, Isaac wanted Esau to get the blessing. Rebecca wanted who? To get the blessing. Who got the blessing? Who carried the blessing? Combination fried rice. Beware of women. I don't care what you think you carry. The blessing was in the mouth of Isaac. But he blessed Jacob. That was the person that the mother wanted to be blessed. Ask me, say why. I know. Answer, say why. Intuition. When she sought God, God told her what will happen. Since then. Can we rise this morning and begin to appreciate God this morning? Is God not faithful? No, is God not faithful? Now I can't hear. Is God not faithful? Is God not faithful? There is balance in God, though. Let me tell you something. Isaac carried the blessing. Rebecca was informed ahead of time. Everything worked together for this guy. You remember, don't ever forget, he had first sold his birthright. Now, so therefore, the mother, the father carried the blessing, but the mother made sure that the will of God was done. Can we begin to appreciate God? Oh, you want to say your wife is not important, your husband is not important. Both of them are very, very important. Begin to appreciate God this morning and say, Father, we thank you. Maybe you'll be able to pick one or two things from my message this morning. Maybe there are a few things you want to talk to yourself about. Oh, maybe you want to begin to hold brief for each other, understand the fact that when we work together, things can happen. I want us to just appreciate God. Say, Father, we thank you. Please, in whatever area you can look up to God this morning. I want you to look up to God this morning. Remember, if your husband has gone to be with the Lord, if you are dealing with God as a husband, so you have no regrets, and you choose not to remarry, you have all the rights before God. I mean, if you want to say you are sorry to God this morning. There is no struggle. We can't struggle. There is no struggle. Everything has been defined. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Look, open your eyes. I say, praise the Lord. Is God not faithful? Is God not good? Is God not kind? May I ask you a question? With God, all things are what? Possible. It's just understanding, period. Understanding settles everything. They informed, because of intuition, they informed Rebecca ahead of, she was the one that carried both of them. And let me tell you something. Nobody, your will can never supersede the will of God. I don't care how you try. But of course, if I finish, you will now understand the result of supplanting. from Jacob. Yaje, anything in our life, no problem. That's the reward of supplanting. But there is nothing you can do. The word has came. And it was only Rebecca that heard the word. The father didn't hear the word. So circumstances of life. That is why sometimes, maybe some women just, things are working for them. Maybe you just, instead of us to relax, Father Bale, you are jealous, you are envious, you are this. You know what happened? Wise man, after Jacob collected the blessing, and Esau came, he said, I bless your brother. And he was saying, the voice of Jacob, the king of willingness, he did not really know. But you know what happened? Never. What God wants is what will happen. Tori Peshe, Anuyin, Oluwa Tori Peshe, Anuyin, Oh, Tori Peshe.